And it's over to Gary Moran for the sports news this morning.
Thanks, Mary. It's rugby first, and Leinster maintained their 100% record across all competitions this season with a one-point victory over Munster at a sold-out Thomond Park last night. Scoring two converted tries while they were a man down in the second half was key to Leinster's win. Here's their head coach, Leo Cullen.
We're really pleased to get a win. Lots of parts of the performance weren't great. We make a lot of changes. Munster looked probably a slightly more cohesive team. Pleasing bit from us, from our point of view, when we went 8 points down, we lose a man to the bin, and then we win the next 10 minutes 14-0. So that's really pleasing. Some really good character there, and some very good bits of play as well.
Hard to say that you would have enjoyed it, though, to be fair. I mean, it was an enjoyable spectacle, but as a coach, you wouldn't have enjoyed watching it.
No, I enjoyed the final whistle at the end. That was about it. It was pretty helter-skelter during the course of the game. So, but again, that's what the supporters want to see, isn't it? So a little bit of chaos, a little bit of madness for both teams. But yeah, as I said, we're really pleased to come away with a win. But it's could have gone either way.
And that was Leo Cullen talking to Michael Corcoran, who also caught up with Munster head coach Graeme Rowntree.
Ahead at half time with not much field position or territory, we're doing some good things, got ourselves back in the game. I want to say back in the game, but further ahead with a good penalty try from a Moore. They had a guy in the bin at that time, but that seemed to reignite them even more, and we then concede two soft tries from quick taps, which we can't do. And then towards the end of the game, we lost away a bit with our game management. So plenty to look at. We'll do it in the cold light of day, you know, because we've got to be better than that. We know that. There's an honest group of young men out in that change room know they've got to be better. And we've got to do it quickly because we've got Belfast, Ulster away, 6 days' time.
The concession of those two tries when they were down to 14, was that more or less the thing that swung the game back in their favour?
I'd say it was a huge lift for them. And we've got to be better. You know, we'd looked at their quick taps in the week. They've got a good armoury of them. They reference how they stole a few of them from the Bulls. But we know we'd looked at it in the week, but we didn't deal with it well enough. And it bit us at the end of the game.
And just finally, there must be a lot of positives you can take out of that performance out there.
Michael, there's always positives. But at this moment, after a defeat like that at home, you're faced with negatives. And I just said to the lads there, in the cold light of day, we'll review this and see what we can do better. But, you know, it's glaringly obvious we've got to deal with those quick taps better.
Well, Leinster now have an 8-point lead at the top of the table. All four South African teams are in the top eight, and there's a logjam of five teams all on 24 points in mid-table. Munster and Connacht are effectively one win behind that in 11th and 12th places, but they've also played at least one more game than five of the teams above them. So in terms of quarter-final qualification and Champions Cup qualification for next season, they really don't have much wriggle room. Next up on New Year's Day, Ulster at home to Munster, Leinster at home to Connacht. They'll both be live here on Radio 1. In soccer, Arsenal are 7 points clear at the top of the English Premier League following a 3-1 win at home to West Ham last night. One down at half-time, Arsenal scored three times in a 16-minute spell through Saka, Martinelli and Nketiah. Newcastle lie second after bagging their sixth Premier League win in a row, 3-0 away to Leicester. And Liverpool have agreed a fee of around €45 million to buy 23-year-old Netherlands forward Cody Gakpo from PSV Eindhoven. He scored three times in the World Cup. It's day two of the Leopardstown and Limerick Racing Festivals. At Leopardstown, the Willie Mullins trained Fasal Vega is very short odds to win the Grade 1 Future Champions Novice Hurdle in a field of only six. It's way more open for the Paddy Power Steeplechase with 28 runners contesting the biggest prize pot of the meeting. Mullins is the top weight with CL Denege. Martin Brazel's Panda Boy is the current favourite. Coverage on RTÉ 2 television from 1 o'clock, and you can get more sport on the RTÉ News app and on RTÉ.ie.